And now, unprecedented access to one of America's premier motorsports organizations. SiriusXM NASCAR Radio's Dialed In with Claire Bilain and Roush Fenway Racing invite you to come inside
Jack's Garage.
An exclusive behind-the-scenes look at Roush Fenway Racing.
Before the cars hit the track
and the crews hit the pit, everyone convenes in Jack's Garage. Here's Claire Bilain. Welcome to Jack's Garage.
You know, Jack Roush, he likes when his team members wear a belt. So I've always got a belt on when I'm doing Jack's Garage on a Wednesday at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Welcome to Jack's Garage on Dialed In. In Jack's Garage tonight, Chase Briscoe. He'll drive the 60 for Roush Fenway Racing this weekend at Chicagoland, the Xfinity race. And we'll take you to the broadcast of that Xfinity race, the Overton's 300, at 3 p.m. Eastern Time on Saturday from Chicagoland. It'll be framed by Dialed In before and after, but the race itself, the broadcast at 3 p.m., populated by Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series drivers Daniel Suarez, Paul Menard, Chase Elliott, Kyle Larson, Kevin Harvick, a stack of Cup drivers in the show to contend with. Chase Briscoe joins me. You're doing a little double duty of your own, right? You have your own sprint car team, and you're going to race Saturday night at the Route 66 Raceway?
Yeah, I'm actually going to be doing triple duty, so I'll run three races on Saturday, so it'll be cool. I've only done that one other time, and that was earlier this year, so it's going to be neat to obviously run the Xfinity race and then go across the street and run the wing and non-wing sprint car.
Okay, what does your schedule look like then? How will it work out that you'll be able to do this? I couldn't figure out how you would do the second race, and you're doing three, so how will this work out? Like, what does your schedule look like for the weekend then?
Yeah,
how are you going to do it?
It's definitely a busy weekend. You know, fortunately, the dirt stuff, we don't practice a day before or anything. So we just have the one day where, typically practice starts at around 6:30. So we're hot lap at that time. And then I think the Xfinity race starts at around 2:00, I think. So it should be done around 5:30 to 6, I would think. And then luckily the track's right there across the street. So haul over there and get in the sprint car and see what we can do.
Are you just crazy, or do you like to race that much, or are you just nuts?
I just like to race, you know. Obviously, this year, especially being part time, it's been different. So I'm just trying to race as much as I can, whatever it's in. I whether it's the sprint car or the IMSA road course stuff. Yesterday, I was actually in Wisconsin testing a Trans Am car. So just trying to drive anything I can at this point.
I like that. I mean, I really do. I'm teasing you about it. But how was Wisconsin?
It was actually not super hot for the first time in my life I've ever been there. I've been there two times to race, and both times it was about 110 degrees. And it was, I think, a nice 65 degrees yesterday. So it was nice. Never been to Road America, and what a cool facility that was. I never realized how big it was in the first place and how nice it was. So it was really cool to go there and turn some laps at a place that's really fast.
Yeah, Road America is a great place to hang out. And it's funny, you should talk about Wisconsin being so hot. It really is. And you wouldn't think that. But the Midwest and Wisconsin, my dad came to visit me one time in college, and I had an apartment. It was very cheap. It's all I could afford, and it didn't have a window. I mean, the apartment literally did not have a window. It was like two rooms, had a kitchen, and then a studio apartment. And it was like 110 degrees in the shade. It gets hot there, and people don't really realize that, right? So it was cool down in Wisconsin. And you're going to do this triple duty this weekend. What is your favorite form of racing right now?
I just like anything that I can go and compete in. And, you know, I really enjoy the NASCAR stuff. You know, growing up, being a dirt guy, obviously I've always been kind of passionate about the sprint car stuff, and it's something I enjoy doing. But, you know, when I started racing sprint cars, my whole goal was to make it a NASCAR, and that's what I always wanted to do, and that was kind of my dream. So to me, the NASCAR stuff and running stock cars, is that's what I'm there to do, and that's what I want to do. So I really enjoy that, to be completely honest with you. And I'm really excited to go to Chicago. It's probably one of my top three favorite racetracks that we go to all year long. So kind of been marked on my calendar for a while now, so I'm excited to get there.
You won the ARCA race at Chicagoland in 2016, and you started second, and you led for 86 laps. So you feel good about Chicagoland. You've done pretty well there.
Yeah, I've got two starts at Chicagoland. I've won one of them and finished second last year in the truck race. So Chicagoland's been really good to me. Hopefully we can have another good run this coming weekend. Like I said, it's just somewhere Really, ever since I first went there, I just felt comfortable. It's really rough, and it's finally starting to get where there's not a ton of grip, and you can just move around, and you can run either right on the wall or, you know, right on the bottom. And I just enjoy places where we have options, and you can search around and try to find time. So, and I typically like the rough race tracks, so that place kind of fits that style.
Do you look up the entry list to see who you're racing against? And when you did, because I have little check marks of all the Cup drivers that are in the show, you got a bunch of them this weekend in Xfinity.
Yeah, I personally enjoy when the Cup guys go. I think that's kind of the way that you can, you know, gauge yourself on where you're at and where you need to improve on and what you need to get better at. And, you know, we're all trying to, at least for me, all the Xfinity guys, in my opinion, are trying to make it to Cup. And, you know, the only way to know if you're ready for Cup or, you know, to kind of see what it's like to race those guys is to race against them in the Xfinity series. So I personally like it. I feel like I learn every time I get a race around those guys. And, you know, for me, getting to race guys like Kevin Harvick and them guys, those are guys I looked up to growing up and always dreamed about racing and just watched on TV. And so for me, it's pretty cool just to get to race guys like Harvick and Kyle Busch and all them when they come to the Xfinity series.
You know, it's interesting because it's so true that you would think when you're in Xfinity and you're racing guys like Harvick and, well, Chase Elliott and Paul Menard, there's a whole bunch of drivers in the show, Paul Menard, Chase Elliott, Daniel Suarez, Kyle Larson. Do you feel like when you're racing Xfinity with them that you have more of a chance to go talk to them and ask them questions, or do you not do that? They're the big guys coming to the show. I wonder if you feel more comfortable kind of interacting with them on the Xfinity side than when they're coming into the garage or just walking around in general as a Cup driver.
Yeah, I think it's a little bit easier at driver intros, especially, you know, to talk to guys that you don't really know, especially, you know, it's kind of an easy way to introduce yourself and kind of be around them and just get for them to see your face. You know, a lot of them probably don't even know what we look like. So it's a little bit easier to the guys that you kind of know. Harvick's been really good to me this year and always willing to help me everywhere we go. And obviously, growing up racing sprint cars, me and Larson know each other. So there's always a couple guys I can go to. But, you know, when those guys come down and are in the Xfinity Series, it is nice just because, you know, it's not always super relatable between the Cup car and the Xfinity car. So when they're there on the same weekend running the same car as you are, it's always nice to kind of go and see what they're feeling.
And what do you think is a good mix for allowing them in your series? Like, where is the line, a perfect blend of them being there and not being there in your mind?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's really good what they're doing right now with not letting them in the playoffs. I think that's a really good opportunity for, you know, the Xfinity guys to be able to race for their championship and not have any, you know, people get, you know, take wins away or whatever. But for me personally, like I said earlier, I really enjoy the Cup guys running. You know, to me, all the team owners and, you know, the fans or whatever, they expect the Cup guys to win anyway. So when one of those Xfinity guys, you know, runs up front and, you know, battles with the Cup guys, all it does is raise your stock, in my opinion. So I personally am all for it. I know a lot of the times they dominate, but that's why they're in the Cup Series, and that's why, you know, they're the best in the world. So you're only going to get better racing against those guys, in my opinion.
Now, you're 23, is that right?
Yeah.
23. I can't even almost believe that. When I see a number like that, I'm like, I can't even believe it with all the racing that you have done. But today is the 28th anniversary of Days of Thunder. That means that movie came out and you weren't even here yet, which is really strange to me. Have you watched the movie Days of Thunder? Have you seen it?
Oh, countless times.
Good answer. When did you first watch it? You're only 23.
I'll be honest with you, I don't know when the first time I watched it, but I've definitely seen it multiple times. I remember when I was sleeping on a couch at a buddy's house when I first moved to North Carolina, we had Bell come over, and I was like, hey, you want to watch Days of Thunder? And he'd never even watched it before, and I don't know to this day if he still watched it, but it's certainly a movie I've always watched, and, you know, if you're up late at night and can't fall asleep, it's always a good one to kind of put on and just fall asleep to.
What's the favorite part of the movie? Now, they had a poll today, NASCAR and NBC, 28th anniversary of Days of Thunder, what's the best line? 42% said Rubbin's son is racing. 10% said I'm dropping the hammer. 43% voted hit the pace car, and 5% was other.
Yeah, I would fall in the other category, to be honest. My two favorite parts in there is when they're talking about how he's got sponsor trouble, he's not looking good, not running good, now they got sponsor trouble. That's one of my favorites. And then when he first comes there to test, and he's talking about how he's a sprint car guy, and you can learn quite a bit on TV. It's better coverage than what you would think. That's probably – I always just like that part just because of the sprint car part.
Is there a part in there that you identify with as a driver, that when drivers come in and, you know, they get, you got the owner there and the competitor who's down your throat in the movie? It, I don't know how much of it a young driver can identify with, you know, still today.
Yeah, I think to a certain extent you certainly can. I think, you know, back in the day it was a lot more relatable. I feel like, probably 10, 15 years ago, it was a lot tougher for a rookie to come in and the veterans really beat around on him and made it hard on him. But anymore, I feel like the veterans do a really good job of embracing the young guys and trying to help them out and trying to make them better just because they know that's the future of the sport. You know, perfect example is, like I was saying earlier, with Kevin Harvick and them guys just being an open book for me to go and ask them any question I ever had. So I think, you know, 10, 15 years ago, it was definitely more relatable than it is now. But, I mean, it's an awesome movie, obviously, and there is a lot of parts that still relate to this day.
Right, because I used to kick him around like crazy and drag him through the mud and make life hard for him. And, hey, we don't want you coming into the sport. Now there's so many of them that it's a big part of the sport, you know, and these guys know they're passing a baton and they, you know, they take pride in it. Well, very good. Countless times. It was a good answer. So as you go to Chicagoland, I'm sure you have to hydrate. I'm sure you have to I don't know how – I can't even imagine how you would race as much racing as you're doing this weekend without it wiping you out completely. Can you keep your focus? Is it hard to kind of keep the focus through all that racing or no?
Yeah, the last time I did the triple deal was, like I said earlier this year, and I ran the IMSA Continental Tire race at Mid-Ohio, and then I rushed over to Fremont and ran wing and non-wing sprint cars. And it definitely, by the end of the second one, you were starting to certainly feel it. And, you know, it wasn't going to be 95 degrees there like it's going to be this weekend. So hydration is going to be a big deal. I've been drinking a ton of water trying to get ready for it. And tomorrow I'm going to start drinking, you know, 2 to 3 Pedialytes a day trying to get ready because it's going to be hot in race cars. Me and Bill were actually talking today about how hot it's going to be. So it's definitely going to be a brutal race, and guys that are doing their job on the fitness side are, you know, I think going to see a benefit at the end of the race for sure.
So you and Bell, and I love his personality. He's one of the most competitive human beings with himself of anyone I ever met. He is so hard on himself, but he doesn't talk about it. You can just see it in his eyes. When you guys get on the phone, I can imagine, you're like, me and Bell were just talking about how hot it is. You call each other up and you're like, damn, it's going to be hot in Chicago. Is that what it goes like?
Yeah, pretty much. He was just like, well, I had a missed call from him, and I was out of town, like I said, yesterday in Wisconsin, and he was wanting to go to GoPro go-kart track there in Mooresville while it was raining. He thought it'd be really fun. And so I called him back, and then we just got to talking about how hot it's going to be this weekend. And he's like, I don't know if I can make it. Iowa was miserable. It's going to be even hotter this week. And typically, the fans probably don't know this, but at mile and a half races, it is normally a lot hotter for us than anything under a mile because we have the right side window in the car. So it gets really hot inside the race cars. So this week will definitely be a challenge for sure.
I hadn't thought about that. I really knew that now that you bring it up, but I never thought about it. How much hotter?
It's hot. I don't know how much hotter, but it feels a lot hotter in the race car when you have that right side window. And, you know, when it's open, there's at least some airflow, you know, and some movement inside the car. But when that window's in, there's really not a lot of movement going on inside. And me and Cole Custer were even talking about it, that he says a cup race to him is a little bit easier than the Xfinity race just because the cooling inside the car is so much better for the cup stuff, and Xfinity has a lot of rules on fans and whatnot. So the Xfinity race is certainly going to be tough in Chicagoland, and definitely going to see a benefit out of hydrating.
You know, I know that you race so many different forms of racing, and of course the wing and non-wing event you'll be competing in at Route 66, but I know we lost Jason Johnson at the Wisconsin track a week ago and at Beaver Dam Raceway. Did you know him? And, I mean, he was quite the competitive driver. Very sad.
Yeah, certainly thoughts and prayers out to the Johnson family, and hate it for Bobby and Jax and all of them, but yeah, I wasn't, you know, super, super close with Jason. I obviously had raced with him. You know, I just raced with him earlier this year at Hopstock. We were battling for the final transfer at an outlaw show. So certainly an awful deal. You know, the sprint car community, the whole racing community in general is such a tight-knit community. So when something, you know, devastating like that happens, it certainly hits all of us. I know this weekend I'll have on top of the door there the Forever 41 sticker in honor of Jason, but Just wish we could do something about the sprint car stuff. Obviously, with Claussen and Loeffler and a couple of these guys just having unfortunate circumstances. But wish we could do something to make them safer, that's for sure.
Do you feel nervous when you're in them?
Yeah, I mean, I think, at least for me, I'm nervous every time I get in. But, you know, you just got to be right with the Lord and know that it can happen, you know, walking out the front door every day. So I think you have to respect whatever you're in, whether it's a sprint car or a go-kart. I mean, it can happen in anything. And like I said, you just have to be right with the Lord and know that when your time is up, it's up. And just try to enjoy life while you're here.
Yeah, it's well put. I appreciate it. I wish you good luck this weekend, Chase. And I love it. I loved your answer on Days of Thunder. That was a really good answer multiple times. I mean, what race car driver has not, even at the age of 23, watched that movie? Hey, thanks for coming on tonight.
Christopher Bell.
Hey, you don't think he's watched it yet? Because I know they tease him about it. You don't think so?
I don't know. A couple of years ago, I hadn't. So I don't know. I'll have to ask him.
Tell him the next time you talk to him that we were talking on the air and that we thought maybe that he had not seen it yet. And find out for me if he has seen it yet or not. Okay, that's your mission. And
okay,
I'll talk to you
this
weekend.
Think he saw Talladega Nights. I mean, we got to do something about him.
He is racing too much. We need to tie him down and get him in front of a movie playback. He can watch it anytime he wants, right? We're going to have to get him to watch that. You find out for me the intel. We'll talk this weekend, all right?
Sounds good.
All right. Thanks for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks, Claire.